Ecuador's leftist president Rafael Correa is opening up oil exploration in the pristine Yasuni region, recognized by UNESCO as a World Biosphere Reserve. Correa recently scrapped the groundbreaking 2007 agreement, known as the Yasuni ITT Initiative, that would have left 850 million barrels of oil in the ground in exchange for $3.6 billion in aid from wealthy nations. The deal failed after only $336 million were pledged to the initiative, mostly from European countries, with no support from the United States, Japan, or China. A defiant Correa told a national TV audience, "The world has failed us. With deep sorrow and deep responsibility to our people and history, I had to take one of the hardest decisions of my government." Ecuador is highly dependent on oil exports, and its current oil fields are in decline, creating fears of a looming economic crisis. China recently gave Ecuador a $2 billion development loan in exchange for 40,000 barrels of oil a month for 2 years. Environmental and indigenous groups who back the conservation agreement are demanding a public referendum on the future of the Yasuni ITT initiative, which has the support of over 80% of Ecuadorian citizens. Meanwhile, the governments of Peru, Colombia, and Bolivia are plowing ahead with new oil development schemes in the environmentally fragile Amazon rainforest. In the aftermath of George Zimmerman's not guilty verdict in the killing of Trayvon Martin, members of a group of student activists known as the Dream Defenders demanded that Florida's conservative Republican Governor Rick Scott call a special session of the state legislature to repeal the Stand Your Ground gun law. Scott briefly met with the students but rejected their demand. The students then conducted a 2-week sit-in, reminiscent of the 1960s civil rights movement, and did eventually win a commitment from the Florida legislature to reconsider the Stand Your Ground gun law this fall. The Dream Defenders represent a new generation of civil rights activists who have no memory of racial segregation or the 1963 March on Washington. This new generation, known as Civil Rights 2.0, has skillfully employed social media to inject new energy into old tactics like sit-ins that students used in the early 1960s to desegregate lunch counters. Now students at traditional black universities and new activists of all races are defiantly using iPads to register people to vote in local elections. Many are also challenging a wave of Republican Party-sponsored voter suppression laws in North Carolina and other states across the country that civil rights advocates say are deliberate attempts to disenfranchise people of color, students, and the elderly. For years, Texas was infamous for forcing food stamp recipients to be fingerprinted. Texas Republican Governor Rick Perry ended the practice in the name of downsizing government. Still, Texas has one of the lowest food stamp participation rates in the country. Today, liberal California is stingier on food stamps than right-wing Texas. At last count, only half of eligible California citizens receive food stamp benefits. According to the Los Angeles Times, it's a legacy of past Republican governors, including Arnold Schwarzenegger, who in 2005 vetoed a bill to end fingerprinting of food stamp recipients, declaring that the practice should remain on the books to fight fraud and abuse. Meanwhile, at the federal level, Republican leaders in the House of Representatives have proposed a $40 billion cut in the food stamp program, known as the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, over the next decade. This is double the reduction earlier proposed by the House Agriculture Committee. The number of food stamp recipients rose dramatically after the 2008 economic crash. Now, according to the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities, some 4 to 6 million low-income people could lose food stamps if the Republican House proposal is enacted. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Elaine Osowski.